Today, let's discover about the Mannerism period. First of all, what is Mannerism? Mannerism is a style in European art that emerged in the later years of the Italian High Renaissance around 1520, spreading by about 1530 and lasting until about the end of the 16th century in Italy, when the Baroque style largely replaced it. Northern Mannerism continued in the early 17th century. The definition of Mannerism and the phases within it continues to be a subject of debate among art historians. For example, some scholars have applied the label to certain early modern forms of literature, especially poetry and music of the 16th and 17th centuries. The term is also used to refer to some late Gothic painters working in Northern Europe from about 1500 to 1530, especially the Antwerp Mannerists, which is a group unrelated to the Italian movement. Mannerism has also been applied to analogy to the Silver Age of Latin literature. As a stylistic label, Mannerism is not easily defined. It was used by Swiss historian Jacob Burckhardt and popularized by German art historians in the early 20th century to categorize the seemingly uncategorizable art of the Italian 16th century, art that was no longer found to exhibit the harmonious and rational approaches associated with the High Renaissance. The second period of Mannerism is commonly differentiated from the earlier so-called anti-classical phase. Subsequent Mannerists stressed intellectual concepts and artistic virtuosity, features that have led later critics to accuse them of working in an unnatural and unaffected and affected manner. Mannerian artists look to their older contemporary Michelangelo as their principal model. There wasn't art imitating art rather than an art imitating nature. Then, what are the characteristics of the Mannerism? Mannerist colors. A unique aspect of Mannerism was in addition to the experimentation of form, composition, and light, much of the same curiosity was applied to color. Many artworks toyed with pure and intense hues of blues, greens, pinks, and yellows, which at times detract from the overall design of artworks and at other times complemented it. Additionally, when rendering skin tone, artists would often concentrate on creating overly creamy and light complexions and often utilize undertones of blue and also backgrounds and the use of darkness and light. Mannerist artists often utilized flat black backgrounds to present a full contrast of contours in order to create dramatic scenes. Black backgrounds also contributed to a creating sense of fantasy within the subject matter. Many Mannerists were interested in capturing the essence of night sky through the use of international illumination, often creating a sense of fanatical scenes. Notably, special attention was paid to torch and moonlight to create dramatic scenes. Now, let's discover the artists of Mannerism period and their masterpiece. El Greco is one of the most famous Greek painters, sculptor, and architect of the Spanish Renaissance. He's best known for his religious paintings, populated by elongated, tortured-looking figures, which somehow managed to combine Byzantine traditions with Western academic art. His intensely spiritual art of religious art was welcomed by the Catholic Church in Spain, despite its typically Mannerist handling of perspective and proportion. As El Greco's style of painting matured, he tended to place the dramatic over the descriptive. His figures were long, paler, and taller than they could ever be in real life. There was certain violence in his application of paint as he moved away from High Renaissance realism towards an early form of expressionism. A key characteristic of his work is the treatment of light, and many of his figures appear to be lit from within or reflect light from an unidentified source. His most famous piece is the Disrobing of Christ. The painting depicts the scene in which Christ is stripped prior to crucifixion. The details are not given in the Bible but are mentioned in the other Christian texts, such as the Meditations of the Passion of Jesus Christ by the scholastic theologian Saint Bonaventure. The powerful effect of the painting especially depends upon its original and forceful use of color. Something of the effect of the grand images of the Savior in Byzantine artists is recalled by this date. The disrobing was a rare subject in Western art. The motive of the crowding around Christ suggests an acquaintance with the works of Northern artists like Bosch. Agnolo Bronzio was also a famous mannerist artist, mannerist painter. He was the leading Florentine painter of the first generation of mannerism, and his style was greatly influenced by him, but his elegant and somewhat elongated figures always appear calm and somewhat reserved, lacking the agitation and emotion of those by his teacher. They by often being found and cold and artificial, and his reputation suffered from the general critical disfavor attached to mannerism in the 19th century and early 20th centuries. Recent decades have been more appreciative of his arts. His most notable masterpiece is Venus, Cupid, Folly, and Time. This painting was purposely designed as a complex, erotic allegory that included a range of iconographic symbols and emblems from the world of mythology. At the same time, its composition provides Bronzino with ample opportunity to demonstrate his virtuoso figure painting and portrait art. The picture symbolizes the consequences of unchaste love. Its main figure, Venus, goddess of love, disarms her son Cupid by taking away his arrow as they embrace incestuously. Thank you.